Gittin Perik Zayin Mishnah Vav 7:6 and more on contingent gittin. So here the Mishnah says Hareze Gitech, the husband gives his wife a get, and he says Almanas Shetishamshi es Aba, Almanas Shetaniki es Bini. He gives it and he says, on condition that you serve my father or that you nurse my son. Now, in this case of the Mishnah, he doesn't say how much service or how much nursing. And therefore, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, the Amoraim, if we take sort of a minimalist or a maximalist approach. Do we say even one time nursing or one time serving the father is enough to fulfill the condition she's divorced? Or is it maximal, meaning she has to nurse the child until the child is weaned, and she has to serve the father until, I guess, the father dies? Now, the Bar Tanura goes with the Rambam, who understands that we take a minimalist approach. So that is to say, if she serves the father-in-law one time, or she nurses the son one time, that will be sufficient to make her get effective. The Bar Tanura learns like that, and that will be the Rambam Lahalacha. However, note, the Rif says there are others who disagree and take the maximalist approach that the Amoraim bring, and therefore, for the get to be effective, she have to nurse the baby till it's weaned, or serve the husband's father until the end, till he dies. And the Rosh, who's a significant posuk for the, you know, especially for the Ashkenazi community, says to go lechumra that way. So this Mishnah then is sort of fraught in terms of halacha lemaisa. In any case, you'll see as the Mishnah continues, there's good reason to think you might want to go with one or the other opinion, in as much as it says, kamahi manikatu, how long is the nursing period? Shte shanim. Tanakama says the child is nursed for 2 years. Rabbi Huda omer, shmona sar chodesh. Rabbi Huda says it's just 18 months is the nursing period, after which time the normal child is weaned. Now, the point of that machlokas, the lach would be like the Tanakama 2 years, but the point of it is, according to the Bar Tanura, that if the wife doesn't nurse the son within that 2 year window, it's too late. Okay? Nursing an adult child doesn't do anything. It has to be the child needs to be nursed. Okay, so according to that approach, one time within the window, once the window is closed of 18 months or 2 years, it's too late. According to the maximalist approach, like the Rosh, we'll call it, it would have to be that she nurses the child until it's weaned at the age of 18 or 24 months, and the lach would be 24 months. Now, what happens if she can't fulfill the condition because mesa ben or osha mesa av? If the child dies or the father dies prior to the service being done. So hareza get, so then the get is still effective. According to the approach they'll call in the Bar Tanura, like the Rambam, that mean it's not her fault that she couldn't nurse the child even once before it died, or serve the husband's father even once before he died. But the assumption is that he was made that condition because he had needed some economic need fulfilled. He has to pay for someone to nurse his child, so let it be his wife. He has to pay for someone to serve the father, let it be the wife. But once that need is obviated because there's no more child or no more father, so then he doesn't care, and the get would, yes, be effective. Okay? According to other opinion, and the same really the other way as well. Now, what happens if he says, Hareze gitech almanashe tishamshi es abba shtei shanim? He says that the service has to be specifically for 2 years of his father. Almanashe taniki es bini shtei shanim, or he gives it on condition that she nurses his son for 2 years. So now you see he's much more particular about the time frame. He says specifically 2 years, no ambiguity in terms of Maxwell's minimalist approach. So now what happens, of course, is she'd have to, if she wants to the divorce to be effective, she would have to indeed do the 2 years of service, 2 years of nursing. But what happens if Mes HaBen, if the child dies in the period, or Mes, or Osha Mes Av, or the father dies during the period, Osha Amar HaAv, or if the father says, if she Shetam Sheni, he says, I'm not interested in her service. So in other words, she can't fulfill the service of the mandate of the contingency of her get by serving the father or nursing the son because it's not possible anymore. So, shelo b'hakpada, even if he said it even if he said it in a way that he wasn't expressing like some sort of malicious intent, he wasn't saying, Dafka, it has to be 2 years or else because I want to mess around with you and I want to be nasty to punish you and make you servile, still, ain't no get. It doesn't matter. Still, it's not a get. The get isn't effective because It was given on a condition. We saw in the previous mission also, if the husband makes a condition, we were very legalistic about it. It was conditional upon 2 years of service. 2 years of service weren't carried out. It may have been circumstances beyond her control, but it wasn't fulfilled, and therefore the get's not effective. Simple as that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kazeh get. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, it is a get. It is a get. So this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is really taking the position that he talked in the previous Mishnah, which is when the husband is making conditions on the wife's get, we presume that the reason why is for his economic interest, and therefore, just as in the previous Mishnah we said, if she can't get access to the jacket that he's demanding, the coat, she can give the jacket or coat its value instead, and that'll be sufficient. So here too, it's for his economic interest. He has no economic need to serve his father anymore, take care of him, or to nurse the child, and therefore it's not relevant, and the get therefore is effective. So Rabbi Shimon's consistent with his opinion, although the halacha doesn't follow him. Halacha follows the Tana Kama, the Chachamim, which is that it's not a get. That brings us to the question, wait a second, we said in the first part of the Mishnah, if he says, serve my child or my father one, and according to the printed, it's even one day, one time, but the child dies, or the father dies, then it is a get. Now we're saying he says serve for 2 years. If she can't do the full 2 years of service, then it is not a get. What's the difference? So the truth is the Gemara asks this question and actually leaves it as a cushion. As it says, that's a good question. There's a difference, but the Gemara doesn't address the exact difference. So there are, of course, nuanced differences, but I don't want to speculate about what the differences are since the Gemara itself, you know, leaves it as unresolved. But in any case, the halacha is like the Chachamim. So therefore, the halacha is, and the halacha is like, presumably like the Rambam, let's say. So that means if he doesn't specify the amount of time, so then it has to be any one time. And if it's circumstance beyond her control, then if it was not explicit amount of time, so then she is divorced. If he makes a specific amount of time, then the specificity indicates he really cared about 2 years of service. If she can't fulfill 2 years of service, even if it's beyond her control, why she couldn't fulfill it, she's not divorced. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees with that. He says a person's presumed not to be acting maliciously to mess his wife, you know, to make her suffer, and therefore it would be effective. And in fact, he says, and the Mishnah ends with him saying the principle, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kol Akava She'ena Hemena, any impediment to her fulfilling the condition that's not her fault, like, for example, you know, the husband or father died, etc., then, or the husband refused the service, Hareze Get, so then the get is yes, effective. That's his position. But again, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's like the Chacham, which is we get legalistic. If the condition that was made explicitly is not fulfilled, then the get is not effective.